going to come down and make a video about fishing again and being, and how Tangsit Yarra are a remote stretch of the Northumberland coastline, and I'm exactly where I belong in the world. And that over the North Sea, a few hundred miles over the North Sea, you'd hit Denmark. And over there, there'd be a Danish man, and he'd be fishing, and he'd be exactly where he belonged in the world. And there's this like beautiful symmetry. Everything's at peace. We're all where we belong. And the problem is, I come down and you take a look across the North Sea, and you don't just see the horizon. And your mind, you know, that aesthetic of the endless wandering ocean and what's over there has just been taken away by these gigantic, horrible windmills. And I cannot help but think that it's a bit of a fucking black pill, to be honest, because you can't even come down to the coast to make a video about belonging and being in your own little place in the world without seeing these sort of monuments to globalism staring you right in the face, like they are here. I don't believe for a second that's got anything to do with eco-energy or carbon emissions or anything else. I think that's just a sign of power. It's just to remind you that even out here on a remote stretch of the coast, they haven't forgotten about you, that you're still just a part of an integrated grid, which probably there's some bureaucrat in Brussels rubber stamping all of this stuff, and he'll never have been here in his life. Yeah, it's just a sort of a map with the wind will be on it or whatever. It's just part of this grid of numbers and statistics, just like us, just like the people. So your sense of being is taken away, as is the aesthetic to which you belong. There's no way that can be more productive than just harnessing the sea with a turbine downstairs in the water there. Instead, it's just a reminder, like a mosque in a city centre. It's a show of force. You can't escape. There's no escape whatsoever. Even up here, you might not be diversified yet. You can get away with your little corner of England, but we haven't forgotten about you. The diversity will be here soon, but just in the meantime, get a load of these fucking windmills wrapped down your fucking throat. Enjoy it. We're going to take away your views, and we're going to take away your sense of being, because this will just be another square on the data grid to be abused, and your little comfort zone is just going to be eradicated. And here's just a little reminder of what's to come. What a bunch of bastards. Isn't that absolutely horrible? What, the one in the middle's not even turning around. What the fuck's a point in that? Rubbish. But again, it's everywhere. There's no escape. They've completely destroyed Scotland with these things. Even if it delivered energy, would it be worth it? Could you not just go back and say, you know what it is, pal? It might be better. It might be a little bit better for the environment, but it looks like shit. It just turns the world into a giant factory. Can we please just not do that? It does the exact opposite of what it claims to do. What's the point? I mean, the argument is an eco one. What's the point in saving nature if you're going to destroy it aesthetically like that? But they don't. It's just. But for them, the blank space is the problem. It's a blank space that has to be filled in. Instead, they can't see the wonder and the beauty of the blank space of the horizon and the ocean. It's just an empty space. Empty space on the grid to be filled in by another monument. Another monument to globalism and liberalism and the modern world. No escape. See you later, folks.